Something beautiful about people who have tasted bitterness, but are still determined to savor the sweetness life has to offer. You can feel it in their presence. They have a sense of calm warmth, and they refuse to let life take that from them. I love these kinds of people, people who have stayed gentle in a world that tried to harden them. They've known darkness, but still offer their light to others. Their kindness is real and genuine, never a tactic or a strategy. We must be willing to let go of the life we planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. There comes a time in your life when you walk away from all the drama and people who create it. You surround yourself with people who make you laugh. Forget the bad and focus on the good. Love the people who treat you right. Pray for the ones who do not. Life is too short to be anything but happy. Falling down is a part of life. Getting back up is living.
Discovery Houston, Quest to ATO.
You're listening to the On-Call Empath Show.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
And we are back for another episode of The On-Call Empath. You're listening to the top 10 recovery podcast on the web. Heading towards 300 episodes, almost 200 and some guests, ranked, moving up the ranks. This podcast is growing every day. And again, this podcast, and I'll keep saying it, I've said it before, consistency, you keep doing something, watering it like a plant, and good things will happen. And that's with anything in life, whether it's working on your health, your mental health, your passion, your job, your career, your relationships, everything takes work. Nothing's going to come just from doing it a couple times. And that's how I got to where I am here on this podcast. There was a time where after a few episodes, I was going to throw in the towel. And I've told the story many times that I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't think that people were going to download a single episode or listen of what I have to say to the world. I was embarrassed. I didn't like how I sounded. And I just kept at it. Of course, momentum picked up. And next thing I know, I have a long list of people that are contacting me, wanting to be on the show, you know, coaching, people that are asking questions. And now we got a community going, and I'm just so grateful for that. And thank you guys, every one of you, for your support. You guys know who you are. So let's jump into this episode, because that clip that you just heard, I feel like I can resonate with that. Because if I was bitter on all from all the trauma that I've been through, from the bad doctors and therapists that told me horrific things when I was a child, saying that I'll never get a job, never go to college, I have all these symptoms, these issues that I'll be dealing with all my life, using big words to scare me, employers, bosses, relationship people that I've been with that have put me down. There's a certain type of bitterness that comes from that, and I could have turned into a very hateful, angry person wanting to spread hate. But instead of trying to do, like, you know, revenge, trying to get back at these people, call people out and lash out and keep the cycle going, I would be no better than a lot of these narcissists or these manipulators and toxic people that I've come across. And I've gotten rid of most of them, I would imagine. I mean, you're not going to get rid of everyone, but there comes a time when you meet somebody face-to-face and you can kind of tell just looking at them and talking to them that they have a calm demeanor, that they're still positive, they're still spreading love, yet you have a sense thinking that this person's been through so much trauma, pain, sorrow, death, you know, people they've lost, they're alone, but yet they'll go out of their way to help somebody, a stranger. I believe a comeback story is so much more powerful than somebody that it just does a good deed. For me, I'm going to use myself as an example. You know, I didn't have the best childhood. I was abused. I had a hard time in school. Plenty of employers in and out of jobs. I never really connected with anyone. And I think a lot of it came from childhood. It came from being isolated and having low self-esteem and being put down and not having the support from family, friends, a male figure. So all that was a lack, but eventually I started to look into things and research and put all my pain in a bag and put it aside and said, what can I give back? How can I be a service? Once I did that, things started to change so quickly. All the negative, toxic people just kind of disappeared, or they stopped talking to me. I started getting good offers, good job offers, high-paying jobs, the right networking people. Then the podcast itself, I mean, that speaks for itself. 200 and some guests, top doctors, therapists, YouTubers contacting me, wanting to come on the podcast. My marketing company, everything came after that. That was good because I could have just not done anything and focused on, well, I'm broken, I'm a victim, or this person did this to me, so I'm going to get back at the world. I'm going to be angry. Yes, I had to check my ego and I had to take a couple steps back. When somebody hurts you, it's not something that you can just let go. But what I see in society is that this cycle is when somebody gets abused or hurt, they carry those generation after generation. It goes from your family generation, like let's say your fathers abused each other, and then it just kind of trickles down, and then it goes and lands on your face. Now you have a choice. Do you want to carry that trauma into the next generation, or do you want it to stop? Do you want to be any different from the person that abused you or somebody that's done wrong to you? And that's a question that you need to ask yourself. And that's why that clip in the beginning is so important, because there are people out there that should be very angry and very upset with the world. And there are many people like that. You can just tell. I mean, you know those people, they always seem in a bad mood, or they're always snappy, or they're always manipulative. There's not a shortage of that. But are you going to be one of those people and just go through life being angry and miserable? Well, I decided not to be one of those people. It was just a conscious effort. Obviously, it didn't happen overnight. I had to heal. I had to accept. I had to, you know, maybe forgive a few people here and there. Some people I haven't forgiven. But you must carry on. What are you going to do? Just stay in your room all day and ruminate and talk behind people's back? Or you're going to try to work on yourself, be the best version of yourself, and prove these people wrong? Because I never thought I'd be where I am today with this podcast and hundreds and thousands of downloads and all these, you know, opportunities that are popping up, the sponsorships. I couldn't even think of just getting on a 20-minute podcast and speaking. And now I speak into this microphone and I look back and I'm like, almost 300 episodes. I did it all myself with no help, with no outside help. I researched everything. I YouTubed everything. I, you know, trial and error. I didn't know how to use, you know, these software programs or microphones and all these special things that you need. I mean, there's not a lot, but I'm not a techie person, but I figured it out from somebody that wanted to do something to give back. Some people write books. Some people, you know, do music. Some people do podcasts. This is my outlet. And I said to all of you, I promise you that my commitment is every week to give you a little insight of my life and how it's changed me. Because again, as you know, I've been through toxic relationships. I mean, especially recently, you know, last year, I got over that. You know, I had to get rid of some family members. I had to get rid of some employers. You have to be the CEO of your life. You have to know when to fire people and when to hire people. Granted, you might go to a job that you might like. You might be in a relationship that you're not really satisfied in, or a job, a career that you're just kind of doing for now until something better comes along. But in the long run, are you going to be that person that's going to be bitter and continue the hate and possibly give it to your kids and so on and so forth? I decided I'm going to take a stand, and instead the generational trauma and whatever you want to call it stops with me. I'm not going to hate. I'm not going to abuse, just like people did to me. And that was very hard, because it's so easy to be like, I'm going to make this person pay. I want revenge. I want them to hurt just how I felt. I want them to feel it. And we all do. I mean, maybe you went through a divorce, you know, and that's very painful. Or you went through a hard breakup. Or you just get fired from a job and blindsided, and you have no idea from a toxic manager or boss, and you want the world to know how unfair it was, the unjust, right? As empaths, some of us have a dark side, and you awaken that, and we will get revenge on you. A lot of empaths can be like that, but majority of them will just kind of, you know, self-destruct and just be in some sort of numbness. You know, they've gotten abused so much, there's no meaning in their lives. I'm saying do something that's productive, that wakens your soul. It doesn't have to be something that's, you know, going to make you a millionaire or bring you lots of, you know, material things. Something that brings you joy. For me, it's a podcast or playing guitar or walking my dog and going for walks. I mean, just simple things, right? What is it for you? And that's what I'm going to ask you. And the whole point of this whole episode is for all you empaths out there that are listening. When you are done listening to this podcast from start to finish, I'm going to ask yourself this. Just ask yourself. Am I bitter and I'm just going through the motions of life because I've been kicked around so much I don't know anymore? I mean, yeah, I get it. The world is fallen. There's really a lot of things not to be happy about. But what are your options? You're going to keep going day to day, doing the same thing over and over, going to a job you hate, being in a relationship that's toxic, maybe getting some relief on the weekends, and then doing it all over again? Or you change your attitude and change the narrative that you are going to change, and it's going to start with one thing, whether it's a morning walk or doing something, taking a different route to work, but something, and then that becomes a habit, and then you just keep doing it. And this is how I built this house, from one episode after another. And now, I have a whole list of people that I have to interview for being on the show and going international, and people are approaching me online, thousands of downloads. It's a full-functioning podcast, which I never thought, lying in my bed one day, laughing at myself, like, who the hell is going to listen to my voice? And what am I going to talk to? I'm going to run out of things and worry, and it all worked out. I'm telling you to let go and let the universe take over. Or if you're religious, let God take over. But you got to let go and not be bitter, because a lot of you guys are writing in saying that you want to, you know, you're still processing your healing, and there's nothing wrong with that. But that hate, that revenge, that bitterness, that bad mood, that cloud that you know I'm talking about, which I had for many years, I wasn't getting anywhere. And this podcast would never be where it's at if I had that attitude. Let go of these people. They don't deserve you. I don't care if it's your employer or somebody that hurt you in the past, an ex, you know, maybe somebody screwed you over. Those take time to heal. And take that time to heal if you need to. But don't take that into the world and make it change who you, change you. Because if you're an empath, by nature, we're giving people. We're here to serve. And that's what I'm doing. My purpose is to serve. Every week to give you some sort of content to keep you going and give some hope. If I can change just one person's life, I've done enough. And I've said that before in my other shows, and I'll keep at it, because there's got to be more people like me who gave up at one point and then started picking up momentum. And it happens. One day you're going to wake up. Someone's going to love you for who you are. You're going to feel like a new person. But you can't give up the dream. And you got to take it one step at a time. And I'm proud of you for just trying and trying new things and mixing it up. But all I'm saying is just ask yourself, does the past dictate how you are now? Are you a miserable person? Are you angry all the time? Are you kind of like numb? Where is that coming from? That's why I think journaling and meditation is huge. That way you can kind of eavesdrop on your mind. Don't try to, you know, fill it with shopping and scrolling mindlessly and just sleeping, you know, as much as you can, just so you don't have to be around. I know a lot of people, you guys write in that you just sleep a lot just because you don't want to live life and your time is over and you've tried and you've failed and it's not for you. I get that. I was that person too. But I swear, once you find that niche, once you find that little thing, that group, that passion, I'm going to ask you to run with it. I know it's very scary to do it, you know, to try something new, but it starts with letting go and not continuing what happened to you in the past, because we do subconsciously take that to relationships, connections with people. We're always on guard, or we're paranoid that it's going to happen again, and rightfully so. I'm going to end this podcast with telling you that I am proud that you've come this far, and if you made it this far in this episode, that means you are open to the idea of letting go of the past and not being that angry person that maybe your mom or your dad or your ex or whoever was. You're not going to be that person. They're not going to change you. Whether you're an empath or a highly sensitive person or a trauma victim, you take your time as long as you need, but don't let this fallen, bitter world change you. I'm going to leave you with that. Stay tuned for the next episode. If you can share this episode, it would mean a lot to me. And we are headed toward 300, baby. 300 episodes. I can't wait. Anyways, always keep moving forward. This is Raj Montage, and we are out.
You're listening to the On Call Empath.